Wake up, Tri-Counties, from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Cronin. And joining us live in the studio, the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about, first of all, we've got to get into earlier this week, the Planning Commission talking about the dispensary that is coming to Kewaunee. A lot of questions were raised about this, about the choice by the city to change the ordinance from 1,000 feet from a school to 250 feet from a school.
Well, we originally, I know there was a couple of the council members, that's what they wanted to go with right from the beginning. And I kind of pushed for the 1,000, you know, foot. And then when we really started looking at the map and looking at where school districts were located and parks, it didn't leave a lot of opportunity for a dispensary to come into Kewaunee. So, and then when you consider state law only requires that a registered sex offender only be 250 feet away from the school, it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference there. So there was, you know, in fairness to both sides, you know, we did lower it. It was not anything that was, you know, against, you know, we were not going against the schools. It just, we just felt that that was a better opportunity for a dispensary to come into town because of the, just the way the churches and parks and school districts are laid out. It just didn't give a lot of area and opportunity.
Dr. Andrew Brooks, the Weathersfield superintendent, attended the meeting this week and spoke about how he didn't feel that this received enough attention at the time that it happened.
Yeah, he felt that, you know, he should have been noticed, you know, that this was coming, you know, going to be a discussion item and it was coming up. But, you know, I've lived in Kewaunee my entire life. I've been here for 62 years. I graduated from Weathersfield High School. My brother and sisters graduated there. My wife did. I've had two sons that graduated from Weathersfield. I never received one notice ever from any school board meeting when they had things come up. So, you know, it's easier said than done.
And of course, Bridgeway spoke about this as well, having a dispensary that is essentially right next door to a treatment facility.
Yeah, but the dispensary is not going to be a situation where you're going to have people standing out in the parking lot, you know, smoking the marijuana that they just purchased. What they purchased at the dispensary, by law, they have to smoke that in their residence or, you know, in indoors. They're not going to be out on the streets smoking that. I would suggest that when people see that kind of stuff going on out on the streets, they're not buying that legally anyway. That's, you know, that's stuff that people are purchasing, you know, through illegal means. The dispensary stuff and the people that are going to go to the dispensary and take the time to buy it legally and spend the money, you know, there, they're going to follow the rules. That the issue is the illegal stuff, not what they're going to buy legally.
The city council is going to hear this in a couple of weeks.
Yes, yeah, it will be coming up at the May 13th council meeting.
And there will be further discussion there. I imagine other council members have spoken out against this. I know Tyrone Baker has made it clear that he will vote against this. Do you have an idea where you stand on this? Obviously, you seem to be in favor of it at the moment.
At this time, I am in favor of it, but I have always said from the day I've taken office, I will remain open-minded and I will listen to all sides and all arguments. And, you know, even though I may stand in favor of it, if the majority of Kewaunee citizens stand up against it, you know, I will go with what the majority wants in Kewaunee, because my job is to, you know, vote with the majority of Kewaunee, not the few.
Let's talk about Monday's city council meeting. What stood out for you in terms of things that people are talking about today?
Well, one thing that I've noticed, I've seen some Facebook posts, people complaining about dilapidated buildings and houses in Kewaunee. And at the last two council meetings, we've voted for six houses to be, you know, torn down that were beyond repair. So, you know, some of these keyboard warriors out there that are complaining about, you know, the houses, Keith Edwards, I will go on record and say, has done a fantastic job getting these houses removed and, You know, is there still work to be done? Yeah, there are still houses, you know, that need a lot of work, but tearing the houses down from a city perspective is a last resort. You know, our hopes is that somebody, you know, that has the finances available will step up and rehab these houses and make them livable again and keep them, you know, in the city taxes, because you know, it doesn't do the city any good to have houses removed if they're rehabable.
What happens to the properties after the houses have been torn down?
The ownership stays with the original owner, and what we do is we put a lien on the property to cover our expenses. And so, you know, and there are many times where an interested party or neighbor will come in and want to buy that property, and when we see that it's going to come back into the tax coffers, then we will often waive that lien so that it can be brought back in and people can use that property for their purposes.
Hmm. Now let's talk about other things that took place at Monday's meeting. Let's talk about TIF. There was a TIF. I believe there was a TIF.
Yeah, actually, just a block over from where we're at now. They need some roof work done on their building, and part of the TIF is to not just help start up new businesses, but to keep the current businesses viable and keep them working in Kewaunee. And so, you know, we try to help out as much as we can, and we don't take this stuff lightly, because we have been stung a couple of times and made some bad loans with TIF money, but we try to be very careful, and I feel very confident that the TIF money that we gave this past Monday it'll be used right, and they will take care of it. You know, I have all confidence in those people to make sure that everything's done correctly.
These are the kinds of things that beautify the city, that just transform the look of the city when things look better.
Yeah, and this particular one, it's a roof, so not many people are going to notice it. But like I said, it'll keep the city viable, keep that business viable, and we want to keep the buildings downtown. There's some of them that are already in disrepair, but if we can keep the ones that are still operating businesses, if we can keep them up and running and keep the buildings in good condition, then they can be used for years and years down the road.
What else would you like to mention about Monday's meeting?
Well, we had had a discussion on the parking lot on North Main Street there, and we've been reluctant to sell the piece of property. It's not a big lot. I think there's 10 or 12 parking spaces there is all. And John Cernovich has wanted to purchase this because his drive-through for Coco's, a business that he and his wife own, their drive-through actually goes through city property. And so he would like to have ownership of that. And part of the reluctance that we had as council to sell that, the buildings to the north of that parking, they have a doorway that opens directly onto that parking lot. And so anybody that would own that building would have to step onto private property that would have been owned by John Cernovich if we sold it. And as it turns out, John is in the process, and it may already be completed by now, but he's in the process of purchasing that building. So that kind of takes that argument out. And it's another one of those situations where I've always said, I keep an open mind, and if situations change, that my outlook on things can also change. And that is one that, I feel I would not have a problem selling that piece of property at this point.
All right. Mr. Mayor, anything else you want to mention?
No, we do have a citywide cleanup coming up June 1st, so I hope people can take advantage of that. And as always, we look for any volunteers to come and help, because it is a lot of work, but it's worthwhile when, because that helps to beautify Kewaunee and gets rid of a lot of the debris that builds up around people's residence. So I hope people take advantage of that. And if you're available and willing to come give us a hand with that, we would definitely appreciate it.